you know, because I really didn't want to do the whole packet, you know, but I wanted to pick out what I will use, you know, right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's absolutely wonderful. This is the first time I remember that we could go to a lounge as a whole packet, get what we wanted, on an outfit. I thought that was just wonderful.
Yeah. But it was, because, you know, I mean, sometimes you purchase things and, you know, and you don't use them and nobody buys them, so you end up having them, you know, so
right.
It's not a good idea, but I, you know, I think, you know, if you, you know, like the light, you know, we didn't want just two, we wanted three of the lights, so, you know, with the packet, we would have had to buy the packet, and then, I don't know how, you know, we'd have to wait until it was on sale, you know. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
no, I thought it was really, I like the way they did it this time.
Yes.
Well, I'm at my grandkids' house, so I'm going to put you guys on mute and listen, and if there's something I want to say, I'll unmute you, okay?
Okay.
Is Shaw still traveling?
She's here. She's coming in the front door.
She's here? Is she with you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Hey, tell her that, well... Bob Bellevue was at the
Char
has left the conference.
Oh, she's really here.
I'm really here.
You really are there, Char?
I'm here.
Yeah, Bob Bellevue, came to, Suzanne Steele had it at her home yesterday afternoon.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was really good, because, you know, we had a Saturday we couldn't get to a bigger launch because we had a family thing that we had to take care of. So, but anyways, so I was so glad there was something on a Sunday that we could actually go and see the light and all that stuff. So that was good. And I like the way that they have us purchase individuals who want to. So that was great.
Come here. Well, it was exciting down here. That's all I can say. Georgina
really
said that too. Yeah, they had a... incredible group, and Peter Goldberg was great. He just did an incredible presentation, as usual those guys do, you know. And he also did some on the RAM technology, because he was instrumental in doing it, and had some charts up that were very interesting, that just, you know, gave a little more insight and answers if people ask questions, you know, all of that. So anyway, so did so who else went besides Dottie to a launch?
Has arrived.
Betty went, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, did you have somebody that came in as a speaker, or?
No, it was just, I shouldn't say just, it's the local gold and platinum in the area.
Okay. But obviously the information they had was thorough enough, because we went through that, and my gosh, Jeannie was reading through that. Did they give out the green flyer?
Yes, that's good information.
Yeah, it's packed in there. I've got to go through it again. I've just glanced at it. And, it's just, it's fun. And then, of course, we had a lot of testimonies. Mary Lou set it up, helped set it up great. And she says, I want to pull, she says, a few extra minutes in here. I want to pull people in with their testimonies. And, you know, it made me just think back to when we first started. And that was the thing that set everything in motion, were the testimonies on the products that people that were new, because they had over, you had about half of the people that were brand new, didn't you? Yeah. And when they can hear the testimonies and realize, I mean, there were sign-ups on the spot. It was exciting, just really, really exciting. So we're looking forward to, we're headed to Las Vegas, and there's, Terry's got a lot happening down there with one of his key people. It's just new and, you know, started building, and then we'll end up in, Las Vegas, and if anybody's, or in Las Vegas, at Coos Bay, after that, and if anybody's got orders that they can collect this week off of what they have learned, we'll be there to put them in. May have to do it by telephone. I'm not sure if my fax machine will hook up there or not. But anyway, we can take them over the telephone, and they'll go in next Monday, a week from today, and they will be able to take advantage of the launch price on the packet. So that would be the advantage for anybody wanting to put in and get that extra discount. So we're excited about doing that. And we didn't know at the time, much ahead of time, I read it just at the last minute, that anybody that was new and signed up there at the launch could get the benefit of having, if the person that was doing the launch had the 20% off discount, and we were signing them up, 20%, that's not right, 15%, because we had done 2,000 the month before as a minimum in our personal group, that we could pass that on to the new person that was sponsoring that day of the launch, and they could have it under their name. We knew we could order for friends and relatives under our number for them, but we did not know that they could sign up on the spot and get the launch price. So anyway, with the extra discount. So that was exciting, or is exciting. Was, is, both. Just making it more advantageous for everyone. And I still haven't gotten through any more on the light, and I don't know whether anybody else has read more information or picked up more tips. So I'm open to hearing any comments.
Now, this is Onita, and we were at Bill and Joe Decoff's in Wichita for the launch there, and we had a good group out, and it was really good.
She was telling me what she was anticipating, and was very excited, and I know how thorough Joe is.
Yeah.
So I know how she, approached it just from her past experiences. So I'm glad to hear that. I'll pass that on as a compliment to her because, she's always, like all of us, we get anxious when it gets towards that time. Are we pulling it off the way as well as we'd really like to be and all of that? And so I'm just excited for all the places that already took place and then yet what's to come. So, and the excitement of a brand new technology, not to take away from what we already know and what other people already know, because light is so much on the frontier, with, most people not really having a clue with the connections to the body. Just like we knew about magnets, we'd heard about magnets being used for all kinds of things, but not on the human body when we started. Well, we're at that same place with the light. People just don't, they know a little bit because of the seasonal disorder situation. They've heard about people, a lot of people have, not everybody. They've heard about that. Those people need to be in a place where they've got the natural light, the full spectrum light of the sun, and they do much better. And in the wintertime, they don't. And a few of them have heard that there's light technologies. One lady that made a trip back to New York last winter because her vision was going, and she was told she was going to be blind, and there was absolutely nothing that could be done. They were doing everything possible. When I brought it up, said to me, I said, have they ever treated you with light therapy? She said, no, but about 2 years ago when this started getting really, really bad, one of my doctors said there was something new on the frontier and it was just in the experimental stage and it was called light therapy. And that was all that she ever heard about it. That was the end of it. And I said, well, we need to do two things. One, we need to get you the light. And two, we need to find you a doctor in the area that knows what this
Mary Lou has arrived.
And so that was one of my goals and one of our minimal, if I want to call it a delay. It was not scheduled ahead of time, but the husband called and said, can we meet with you before you leave town? And so we made a stop with them for about an hour and a half before we actually left our own territory, because of her interest, their interest in it for her. And she is so limited now, and some days she sees nothing but just some light coming in. And to be given some hope that with the first patient that Dr. Lieberman had, being his mother, and what had taken place with her. It was, you know, just very rewarding to know that, again, we could have a missing piece to the puzzle for someone that wasn't getting help otherwise, you know, with more common technologies that we already have.
Do you want to repeat what happened to his mother, please?
Oh, let me just flip open the book here. I can do a better job if I just read that little paragraph, if you guys want to bear with me. It was in the very beginning of the book, before I even got into the book, it was in like the foreword or the introduction or something thereabouts, that and my first patient was, okay, my first page XX11, so that's 22, I guess, in the preface of the book. My first patient, my mother, had recently lost the vision in her left eye due to an optic nerve disease. The frightening aspect of this was that 25 years earlier, she had lost part of the vision in her right eye from the same condition, and her mother was totally blinded by this same disease. Terrified by the dismal prospects, my mother submitted herself to 6 months of medical treatment by several top ophthalmologists in Miami, as well as at the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. With no improvement, she was told to adjust to her new condition, as nothing more could be done for her. At this point, she could see only a few blurry fingers directly in front of her eyes and had totally lost her peripheral field of vision. My research told me that the color turquoise acts as an anti-inflammatory agent. I had my mother look at a specific turquoise light in one of my instruments for 20 minutes per day. After 4 days, I began to measure an improvement in her eyesight. By the 11th day, she was emotionally uplifted, feeling much better, and beginning to see things on to her sides. On the 20th day of treatment, she was able to read a four-inch letter at 20 feet, a massive improvement, and had regained 80% of her peripheral field of vision in her left eye. She also noticed a significant improvement in her right eye, which had been impaired for the past 25 years. From these miracles evolved my life and the work presented in this book. Now, I mean, how many of those
things? Just to reinforce, he is the developer of our new full spectrum light. For anyone who's listening to this call, am I correct?
Okay, I am not sure.
Oh.
He was at the convention.
He was the speaker at the convention for the corporation on this. So how close his direct tie was with what we have, I do know that our light is spiked to the blue rays.
Okay.
And that is the ones that what he's referring to here.
Rebecca?
Has arrived.
The most change in it, but I am waiting to hear Dave Balzer's presentation directly regarding the light, because it was on bringing light technology in, or the benefit of light technology, but it didn't make ties directly to our product, so I don't know who actually did it. He seems to be Ott, I don't remember his first name.
John Ott.
John Ott, thank you. The two leading in the field that I've seen as far as in print. And when I Googled it on the internet and so forth and started looking at things on light,
has arrived.
And Dr. Lieberman, Jacob Lieberman, refers to John Ott, he said, John and Jacob, in his book right from the beginning as to the moving that field ahead. Ott lights are very popular in the industry among crafters, especially every store that carries any amount of supplies of craft stuff has the Ott lights, you know, various.
And are those fluorescent?
They are fluorescent, yes. I've not seen an LED one.
Okay.
And so we know the difference between the fluorescent and the light that we have. Ours is a steady light. The LED is a steady light, and it's not the flickering, that whether you can see the flickers or not see the flickers, some people can. But it reinforced things that I had experienced and thought I was wacko. And years ago, and wouldn't say them. And Denny, when I said something to Denny, he goes, "Now I know you're wacko." And I said, "Well, no, I know I'm not, because they just testified to the fact that yes, we see, or yes, there is light being emitted from our body as long as there's light, or as long as there's energy in our body. It's another form of energy." And when I talked to one of my medical friends, the comment was, "Well, it's just the far energy that's being emitted that you can see at times." And I'm going, "Oh, well, I thought I was
infrared,
thank you, far infrared energy." You know, right or wrong, if we're technical and we're not exactly right, something's going on in that field. I'm not trying to profess to be an expert by any means. It's going to be a fun and huge learning curve for us that like to delve a little deeper beyond the things we need to know to be able to communicate with people, and the bottom line is the testimonies.
I was thinking, for anyone who has a fairly decent relationship with their eye doctor, whether it's an optician or an ophthalmologist, this might be pretty powerful to present.
You know, your key word was there, a relationship, or, you know, that we're not knocking on ophthalmologists' doors trying to canvass the neighborhood like we have done in the past when we get something specialized and we think they should be interested, like me and the mag steps with the podiatrist that was next door to me that I did have a good relationship with because he was my customer at the restaurant, wouldn't give me the time of day, and I still need to go back to him because now we've got the study that proves that whether he knows or whether he doesn't, he's a professor of podiatry. So, you know, it's those things need to be revisited. Even if they're 20 years later, they still need to be, or 19, going in our 19th year, revisited as things grow because it changes. And he had a patient that became a silver in our organization. The same podiatrist became a silver in our organization based on what happened, and he saw it happen to her feet. Couldn't deny it. Nothing he was doing was getting the results, but guess what? Our mag steps did. And so, you know, we're at the same place we've been when other new technologies have been added, and we're the ones that will show the evidence because the company can't make the claims or it wouldn't be in our hands to deliver. It would be delivered to the public in another way through the doctors. So, and again, we were told that the light does not deliver vitamin D into the body. I think there's a connection that, because that's the other rays of the sun that are not in there. But there is some connection, I believe, from what I'm hearing secondhand, of what Dr. Naidu had said about the delivery system with oxygen and so forth, so it can have oxygen. That's probably more than I know, that I've expounded on.
somebody's making an awful lot of noise, so it's good to know that it does not give us the D that we thought it might.
Right. Not that was my understanding of what was passed on. Again, you know, I'm waiting to hear Dave Balzer talk directly on it. He will have more technically correct information, direct, and also to go through this book that I'm really intrigued with, which is called Light, Medicine of the Future by Jacob Lieberman. Lieberman. Jacob Lieberman. And Book on Growth has brand new copies of it. They sold out down here.
Before the meeting started.
Yeah. When people saw it on the table.
L-I-B-E-R, not L-I-A?
Yes, L-I. Okay, I think somebody's got to go into the background here if they can mute.
I can't understand anything.
Okay.
Dottie.
I think you've got grandkids in the background. Can you mute?
That's my radical.
I think so. I hear a little
Oh, I love it. I'm sorry. I love it about you. I put it in my house. Everything goes like that.
Well, I'm hearing you loud and clear right now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I had it on you. Okay. Thank you.
It happens to the best of us. So
I know.
Lieberman is L-I-B-E-R-M-A-N, and the name, and it's by Jacob Lieberman, the speaker for the corporation. In Cancun on presenting the new light technology. And the name of the book is Light, Medicine of the Future. It's a white background with a profile of a head, light being emitted to the through the eyes and the brain lit up white.
And what year was the book, Shah?
Pardon?
What year was it?
It was 19... Now, let me look here. Permissions. It is, not 47. That was when he was born. Copyrighted 1991. And so, obviously, there's a whole lot more later technology. So, for anybody going through this like me, we need to keep in mind that probably a lot that we're going to hear and get is going to be updated. From what the company is giving us, well, maybe not directly from the company, but from people, you know, associated with the company that have done their homework and have gone beyond some of the later things that have taken place with light therapy. Because his work, Dr. Lieberman's work, has definitely continued. There's a lot of color pictures in here and illustrations that... graphs that give, and actually some of them that I saw right on the screen now that I'm looking at the chart page, across from page 67, there's colored plates of the different spectrums. And, you know, to understand all this, I'm not saying I do by any means, but just remembering and seeing the pictures, and, well, some of it was what Peter Goldberg used. There's a chapter here, it says, A New Light on Cancer. So that's a specific topic in one of the chapters of the book, and this, like I said, was back in 91. Thank you.
Has anybody brought up any kind of a correlation between our wave that we used to have and this?
That was different. That was... Somebody was talking about that, and that was a different. That was dealing with the far infrared.
That's the red.
The red.
Was the other
side of the spectrum.
Yeah. That was the other end of the spectrum. Then.
Yeah, we're on the blue now, as wanting that to be the healing part.
Mm-hmm. And someplace in there, I know, is a laser for healing.
Right.
Spectrum, I don't know where that falls.
Yeah.
It's a red light, too. Well,
laser?
The red light is there showing you that you can see it.
Right.
Just to enable you to see it.
But I'm not sure where that falls on.
Oh, one thing that was really interesting to me was how Dr. Goldberg tied in the connective tissue. And I'm looking at a chart right now that says, and, you know, I can't give you the background on it. Some of this information were studies dated back to the year of my birth, and that was 1942 through 1946. I'm on page, if anybody wants to make a note and go to it when they get the book, I'm on page 56. Again, I'm just browsing through things, and it says problem areas, visual difficulties. I don't know what exactly how the study was done. They've got studies that were utilizing 160,000 school children.
Wow.
Were screened for health educational problems, while physical aspects of over 4,000 of their classroom mates classrooms were evaluated. Anyway, the problem areas listed at the bottom says visual difficulties, percentage reduction, and again, I'm just pulling this out, 65. Nutritional problems, percentage reduction, 47.8. Chronic infections, 43.3. Postural problems, 25.6. And chronic fatigue, 55.6. Now, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia are almost the same thing, and often misdiagnosed to be one and the other, and I can't give you an exact of the difference, but it's dealing with the connective tissues. And he repeatedly talked about the connective tissues as having their own skeletal frame. Am I correct, Gene?
Yeah, he was talking about our cells in our body. We have 50 trillion cells, or however many, and our cells are like little, whatever our cell needs is what our whole body needs. So it's like a little body in its own. He called them microbodies. Our cells are microbodies. And they need all the things that we need. They have a lymphatic system. He says they eat, they drink, they poop. You know, and they have a skeletal system. They have a frame, and they have this connective tissue is what surrounds it. And, it was so neat about the connective tissue stuff. Talked about the rollout. Talked about acupuncture, meridians, you know, up and down, body, and anyway.
So what my thought is those people that I know, and I've got one already that is already put her order in for the light, that has knows she is dealing with fibromyalgia, to watch and see another step up in their health. And we were doing a little play with layering products, you know, because people, when you go to do an energy test, if they've got anything on, they want to strip that off because it's not going to be fair. They're already wearing a magnetic product. And I say, no, you don't need to take it off. Let's build on what you've got, because that's what we're doing with our wellness home. We're building on what we have. We can't separate one piece out and say, this is what you really need. But for a person that is already on, my girlfriend that I'm thinking of, was on from day one because she saw dramatic results. She says, you know, 18 years later, she says, I could not be doing what I'm doing had it not been for the products. But each time something else came out, she was on it, and it took her up another degree or kept her from going further into her condition. And there's, you know, I know there's things she could do on her own that don't even have anything to do with NECAN that will help also. And we talk about it, you know. The air she breathes because of habits, I'm not going to go into it, and things that could also make it better. But then when we come out with a new product, it still makes it better. And so I am so anxious to have her see the results she'll be able to see when she utilizes the light.
Yeah, that reminds me of not, this isn't even to do with the light, but this reminds me of one of the guests at the, one of the distributors at the launch Saturday. She had the most guests there, so Joe gave her a bracelet. And so Joe did a demonstration, the deltoid testing with the new bracelet, even though she was already wearing mag steps and a gold necklace. And she was much stronger. And then later when we were downstairs watching the videos, she raised her arm way up, and she says, I haven't been able to raise that arm that high for a long time.
And, she, what does that do to the group? It electrifies it, doesn't it?
It does, and she was just thrilled. So,
yeah. So, you know, the first time that I saw, and I have to give Lynn Dillman credit on this, because that's what I'm tying it to. Now, there was probably other times that it went over my head, but her explanation, and you know how many times sometimes we have to hear things played different ways, and then we can't understand why somebody doesn't get the picture when we say it directly to them once and expect them to put it together. But anyway, I'll give Lynn credit for it, was to just keep adding products on a person and watch their strength increase as you do the energy tests when you go through a series. As we were putting different technologies on them or different product combinations, the first thing I remember, the first time I really made the click with it was when the vest came out and we could actually have them, you know, wear the vest and take them up. They already had insoles on. They already had, you know, whatever else on. But they went up yet another level when we added the far infrared vest with the magnetics in it. So it's just, you know, this is the most interesting learning curve. And as we were, Jeannie and I were prospecting in the marketplace where she presents on weekends, we walked around talking to people. And how many of them, by asking a few questions, could we get out of them? I just love to learn and do new things. People, you know, in retirement age, I just love to learn and do new things. And remember to work to pull those kinds of comments out of them by what you ask, and the field and the transition they've gone through in their life from one field to another and the things that they've experienced. And they don't want to be stagnant. Just because they're in their senior years or should be in retirement, they don't want to sit and do nothing. And those are the people we're looking for, that we want to be able to communicate with and get more information on and drip and build a relationship. And here we are again in another field that we can just go and say, hey, you know, look, it's so fun to be on the cutting edge of something new and exciting to be able to deliver. And we're able to educate and, you know, draw the comparison between sales and what's different. Our field is education. Company does the sales. They're the ones that deliver the product, collect the money, you know, establish all of that. We don't have to be that tool and, you know, have that inventory like I've done in the past and all the headaches of that. Then he looks at me and he says, I can't understand how you can have so much paperwork. And I says, because I'm always reading and I'm always researching and I'm always, you know, da-da-da-da. So, anyway, I couldn't be any more excited than I am. I mean, you know, I've been there, done this before with our technologies many times over, and it's just refreshing to see it all taking place. And, of course, the jewelry, you know, is there. I mean, the jewelry is fantastic. Love the sporty things. Watch when you get your dangly earrings, gals, the new sporty necklace will come up and make a halo around your neck instead of the top over the top of your head, easily attaching to the necklace if you have dangles that, like I did, I found some that really blended well with it, and I grabbed them.
Does the jewelry have the new technology, too?
The necklace is the sporty one is triphase. The magnetic one is magnetic.
It is far infrared, too.
Yeah, and thank you, Jeannie. And far infrared, too, the two technologies, but it does not have the ionic.
So the more expensive just has the two?
Right, just has the two.
But does the sports bracelets have all three?
All three.
Correct. Yeah. That's encouraging.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, just a wonderful assortment. Everything I see, you know, the earrings on the dangle earrings on the classic design, the very, very sophisticated look, I feel. Had just the magnetics. There was no way of building in the far infrared. They're very small, the pinpoint, where, you know, there are four pierced ears. I've got people asking already about, you know, we want the other ones too. We don't all have pierced ears. The company tends to go with what the highest demand for is, obviously. And we've got to prove otherwise if that's going to be the case. So, anyway, anybody have any other comments? Jeannie, anything I left out since you were right there that we were both picking up?
Oh, it was just, I think you did a good job there.
I just have two very quick comments. We went out for dinner with our kids on Friday night, and Jamie has a friend who has been using a light for years. And their comment when I sent my three kids an email to see if they wanted the light this time, he and Dixie independently both sent back, "We've been talking about getting one for years. Count us in." And then I saw some notes from the chiropractor I listened to, and he has talked about full spectrum light and said 15 to 20 minutes a day.
Wow.
So
wow.
Obviously if he can do more or choose to do more, it certainly is not going to hurt.
They gave us a time on that I heard was like 10 minutes if you're bathing in it, was one of the guidelines. And it's not that more is going to be harmful. It's just that, you know, they want to get the same way they did when the Power Mag came out. They gave us a time frame, and it's kind of like this is probably as much as your body is going to dramatically utilize, but yet we've seen people that run the, you know, the Power Mag 24/7 when they've got a serious situation. So, you know, we're going to see things come from it from both directions.
Mm-hmm.
I fully know based on what they've done in the past. So,
I just bought a new sculpting machine. It's not a long arm, but anyway, with a frame, I've been trying to figure out how I could attach one of those to my new setup.
Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of us that are figuring out those things. My girlfriend with fibromyalgia, she says, I want Denny to make me a little clip that will screw into the wall over my favorite chair where I sit most of the time so the light can be coming down on top of me overhead and I won't be shadowed. And Denny took a look and he goes, oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about. He hasn't actually developed it yet. Mine was, as we're driving, and especially at night, I can aim that, and it does not reflect on the window, so it does not bother Denny's vision ahead. My challenge was figuring out how to make it set over the mug holder, which was the ideal position for me. And, of course, it's got the round ring, and then there's the mug holder with the...
Rebecca has left the conference.
The mug space empty, and then there's a spot on the side of it where the handle would kind of fit down into that, like many mug holders have. And so I sat there and I looked at it and I tried devising something, and it bounced up and I caught it and it hit a bump. And so I went into the store and I'm looking through. I needed something a dowel size that was about approximately an inch in diameter, and I couldn't find the dowel size. Set it on the floor, honey. Don't set it up above. Thanks. And so I put it on, I'm walking through where the pens and pencils are, and I needed a glue stick, and I grabbed a glue stick, and it was long, and it was exact fit for the size of the opening in the, opening where the handle for the mug went, and I came out, and I tried it, and I just kind of twisted it down in the rubbery material, and it did the job. It was about 5 inches long, so it definitely cannot jump over the top. It would take an upside-down turnover to make that happen. So I was thrilled that I found a temporary device, that way of making it work. So with a little ingenuity, we'll all figure out how to make these things work for us in the spots that we want them to be secure, so we don't, you know, damage a light and so forth.
You have an inverter then to connect it with, or...?
Do you know, there is an inverter in the motorhome, and I found for one of the first times I've ever used that I could be running with it plugged in. Denny actually bought a converter that adapts to the, cigarette lighter plug-in that will convert up to 2,000 watts on demand, and this draws such a small amount, but I don't even have to use that. But in a car, that would be what I would use. And I've worked off of those before. I mean, it was nothing to see me going down the highway with Denny driving and me using my curling iron at the same time in the front window. So, you know, you as you do these things, you just get accustomed to, you know, not in the norm realm, but people look at you kind of strange. But, yeah, all different ways of utilizing it. And the versatility in that arm is absolutely phenomenal in the positions that you can set it in. There's never been a telescoping light that I've ever seen that worked the way that one does. And, you know, making it just a few inches high to making it shoot over 2 feet high by extending it straight out and up and so forth. So I think you guys, when you get them in your hands, you're going to be more than thrilled. Look at all the positive ways of being able to use it. And, boy, I'm so anxious to get it in everybody's hands to start hearing these testimonies coming in. I know what they're going to be.
Any idea how soon that's going to be, Shark?
They're shipping now. I mean, they are going out. The orders that go in today that have to be mailed in today should be getting shipping as soon as they get in, you know, based on just the, you know, the inventory's there, the manpower, they've just got to be processed and they're dissolved.
So they're being mailed and not faxed then?
They're being mailed in, yes.
Okay,
overnight.
So they won't get them before?
Tuesday.
Tomorrow at the earliest, okay.
Yeah, no, Tuesday. It's all overnight, so they should be going in. And then, of course, anybody now can order individually. They're not getting the advantage of the discount by doing that, but they can order all the pieces of the product launch individually as of today. So that was the lines will probably be going like just absolutely crazy. So anybody that's over anxious, you can go ahead and order an extra one and may possibly before you have the other one. I don't know. It would be a day ahead, as long as you can get through on the lines.
Right. Be a busy day at the office.
I'm sure they're going to be absolutely going crazy. I wouldn't want to be put all to as far as offhand reason. So, we're past time, I know, because I looked at 37, yeah, 45. Last minute comments? We didn't even talk about food. I didn't
yeah.
about food. But we are continuing to eat.
Yes.
Eat healthy. Always challenging in that way. That makes everything else work better.
Thanks for the update on all this.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. It was our
you know, pleasure. Real quickly, Peter Goldberg had said that what was it, like nutrition for the cells. How did he refer to that?
Yeah, he made a good comment on that.
I don't know if I can see it here. We can talk about light supporting and enhancing our cellular level. It's nutrition for our cells on a photonic level.
There you go.
Nutrition for our cells on a photonic level.
Yeah, something we didn't have covered before. Do now.
Supports on what, Jeannie?
Supporting and enhancing the cellular level. So just like our bodies need light, our cells need light. So because they're each one of our little cells needs exactly what our whole body needs.
Yeah, it and the it will nicely come on a timer.
Hello?
It will nicely somebody's saying hello to me. I am here. It will nicely come on a timer switch or light. Just like you set another one. It will not come up to varying degrees. I set it and he got up. He literally got up and came out to the kitchen before we left home. And he goes, what am I doing up at dark? The light room was light. It was daylight. And I go, no, that was our light.
stuck in the corner of the room, and he thought it, because it was right next to the window, he thought it was the window that was emitting the light, and he got fully dressed and came out an hour before he would have been up. So it did a good job of fooling his body.
Seriously. Does it work if you're sleeping with the sleep mask, though?
No. Usually mine has come off during the night. I moved it or sideways. This morning I found it around my neck when I was in the bathroom. But, it was, I wanted to try that. The first couple of days I didn't get it hooked up right. I didn't get the timer set right. It was not the light. But did come on the one morning, and so I'm gonna do the same thing in the motorhome because he pulls all the blinds, and they're definitely blocking out all daylight because he doesn't want it coming in too early. So we'll see if it works. And it's fun to see those things happen. Somebody that was trying to say hello, did they have a last minute question? Or comments. Okay, guys, we need to move on with our day here, and I tried to get on at 6 o'clock this morning, and there was nobody there at 6 o'clock Pacific time, forgetting that, I didn't need to be there at 6 o'clock. It was 7, so waited a couple minutes and realized I was off. So, like I said, this book, I think, is going to be another tool just to increase our mental picture of all this, but also the fact that it's definitely not current. I'm sure there's much, much, much more research that we're going to be getting. So make it an absolutely incredible day, and we'll be here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for all your
help. Have a safe trip.
Pardon?
Have a safe journey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.